right now. We are joined by Kosciuszko Mayor Tim Kyle for Minute with the Mayor. And Mayor, there was an alderman meeting last night. I, unfortunately, did not get to go. I was working somewhere else doing the train rides in you know, downtown. But we have the agenda here, and we'll go over what happened last night. Of course, a number of unclean properties there to start the meeting. And so I just ask you, how that's going, and what are some things that y'all are kind of focusing on when it comes to unclean properties in the city?
Well, Brick, unclean properties is something that's an issue with our community, and things that we're trying to clean up. Most of this is, some of these houses are vacant, have been vacant for a long time. Some of them have been burned and have never been removed. A lot of that, and a lot is just debris and trash and wrecked vehicles that's been in yards, and we're just trying to clean our community up, make it more presentable.
Yep. And right after that, you got the new business, and you heard from some representatives for NetLink, and that's source for some IT services.
Yes, all of our IT equipment is old, needs updating. Our phone systems, all of this would collectively replace all of that equipment. It would be, this is just a proposal to, I might add, that we're looking at, and they bring a list of, that we can provide this and that. We didn't make any decisions on this last night. This is a wish list. We'll go back and decide with NetLink exactly what we want, or if we decide to go with them. One thing that is definitely needed in the community or in the city services is the need for ransomware. We've had several businesses in Kosciuszko this year that's been hit with ransomware. Right now, the protection that we have against that is just minimal. And, if you were down, if you lost all your accounting software or everything, it could really be crucial.
Yeah, and you saw what happened yesterday. Amazon had a big issue with their their servers and everything going down. So you see how
right. It costs money to do this, but it's one of those things that'll cost you a lot more to get it back.
Yep. And next, it's kind of in the same thing. There's an accounting software contract renewal, and that's just had to renew it from last year, right?
Right. This BBI we contracted with, I think last year, much user friendly software. Have really liked this software, so we just voted to renew that and pay this year's invoice on that.
And next up, you're going to get a trailer for the Solid Waste Department.
Yeah, the alderman voted last night to purchase a trailer from Central Trailer here in Kosciuszko. It's a 16-foot little dump trailer that we've used in Solid Waste. We can use that, haul dirt, debris, trash, just whatever with that trailer.
And next is something that that's kind of going on statewide, nationwide, and that's a resolution to join us, a class action opioid lawsuit.
Yeah, actually, I think this was probably, 3 or 4 years ago. It's been a long time since this was started. We met with attorneys years ago, and they encouraged us to join in with this opioid lawsuit because every city, even a city like ours, you do have expenses incurred, from just your firefighters with, all the Narcan and different things, your police department stuff that they have to use, with different type of drugs and stuff. But the opioid itself, just got a letter from the attorney general. You have a memorandum of understanding there, basically tells you, how the lawsuit goes, how the money will be spent. I think maybe 70% of that money is going to be going towards some type of treatment for opioids or prevention. 15% will go to municipalities and cities, and 15% will go to the state. And then we just have to adopt a resolution, send a certified copy of that back to the attorney general, just showing that, the city is still wishing to be included in this nationwide lawsuit.
Yeah, and the Talley County Board of Supervisors voted on Monday to be a part of it. So, as you said, it's nationwide, almost every, community, every town in the country, being asked to join in. And next up, you just made some payments, just some more of that red tape stuff.
The next three things that was on our agenda all pertain to the last project we had at the airport. It was just final payment to Columbus Fence, final payment to Rebel Services, which was a company that installed a fuel farm out there. we have now, state-of-the-art fuel farm there, aviation gas and jet fuel there at the airport. Super nice service. We were getting a tremendous amount of planes that just now come through. We're on all different type of aviation sites, you know, that we have this fuel. We have planes landing every day that are just traveling through now purchasing fuel. Turned out to be a really nice thing for our airport. And then the final thing on that was paying our engineers, Gardner Engineering, for the work that was done on that.
And next up, there was new quotes for some playground equipment at Northside Park. You know, back 4th of July, whenever it was that there was a fire out there and the playground equipment kind of got burned up. This is to replace that equipment.
That is correct.
And after that, you got a new hire for the Kosciuszko Police Department.
Detrick Brown was with us several years ago, and Detrick has come back and hired Detrick last night, and I think after his drug test and everything will be completed today or tomorrow. I think Friday night when he'll go on to duty.
All right. And speaking of KPD, you got a couple of surplus vehicles that are going to be sold.
Right. We got two Crown Vics that are, I think, one a 2006 and one's a 2010. Anybody looking for a vehicle, those will be parked at the parking lot beside the police department, and you can bring a sealed bid to City Hall, but those vehicles will be there if you want to go by and look at them. Both of those vehicles run, and we will accept those bids until the, I think it's January 4th, the first meeting in January anyway with the board.
All right. And after that, you just approve some travel for, you know, some of the places for some of the city workers to go. And after that, that's all on the agenda. So since I wasn't there, you have to take over. And if there was anything extra going on at the meeting last night, you'll have to take it away.
We talked a little bit about, it's been several months ago. We talked about money that we got from the state to use at Hugh Ellard Park. And we had talked about that if we wanted to add a 2% food tax, most of other communities that are around us, I think Carthage, Winona, Starville, all these that have got all these new baseball parks that attract so many of these, you know, these travel teams and tournaments and all this stuff, it brings so much money in their community. This is the same way that they built those new parks. They added a 2% tax. Kind of the background on that, all your board of aldermen would have to be in favor of it, you know, it had to be unanimous. Then you present that to your state legislature. Then they put it in committee where they have to pass a local private bill allowing a city, you know, the opportunity to add an additional tax. You know, this would just be on prepared food and drinks. Last time that I looked, our projected sales, I think last year was like $18 million. You know, if you take 2%, that's about $360,000 a year. So we were thinking, you know, we've got $1 million that we could spend on that park. If we went ahead and do a 2% sales tax, we could go ahead and totally revamp that park and have a state-of-the-art park that would be like a destination thing for your community where you have all these people coming, all these people spending money in your community. And one thing that's a really plus to this is that the studies that's been done, about 45% of all the sales are from people from outside your community.
Yep.
You know, you just go and get in line at Wendy's. It's Lee County, it's Choctaw, it's Holmes, it's a really big win if you've got 45% of other people helping you pay for your community projects. And then as you get that, there's other things that builds on that helps your community. So it's something that we're considering, and we're going to talk about that the next meeting.
Yep. All right. And that's about it. I know that, you know, we had the Christmas parade on Monday night. I saw you were riding in the float in the parade.
I did.
And also tonight, again, we have the train rides going on in downtown Kosciuszko.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things in our community. I don't know if you got a chance to go last night, but Upper Elementary had a Winter Wonderland that if nobody's been to that Upper Elementary, I encourage you just to go by and walk those halls over there. It is amazing. They have done such a fine job there. It's really nice. And you know, coming up this Saturday, at the Cultural Center across from City Hall, there's going to be a bluegrass old time gospel concert there. It's going to be at 6 o'clock. So I encourage everybody to come. That's being sponsored by the library. And let's see, we got a few other things. Next Monday, on December the 13th, we'll have carriage rides downtown. And then the following Monday, on December the 20th, we'll have the same. And then something else in our community, on the 16th and 17th, First Baptist Church is going to have a live nativity scene. And then First United Methodist will have a live nativity scene on Sunday the 19th. So we got a lot of things in the community. You know, I encourage you to get out and go and participate and, you know, come downtown, take pictures. The square is really, really pretty this year.
Yep. That's Kosciuszko Mayor Tim Kyle here for a minute with the mayor. Mayor, we thank you for being on. I guess we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Brett.